But in the wintertime, we would play this game called Change. What it was musical beds. And it went like this. The girl in bed number one, the beds were numbered. We would wait till lights out and it was all quiet. And then she'd say, change, which meant you had to get out of bed as quietly as you could and change beds with someone. You couldn't go to the bed on either side of you. You had to at least go over the table in the middle of the room in pitch black and find another bed. And if there was another girl already in the bed, then you wrestled each other for occupancy. And you had to do this as quietly as possible because Miss O'Dwyer would hear. So we'd play a couple of rounds of this, and of course the noise level got greater and greater and greater. And suddenly you could hear Miss O'Dwyer come thumping down the corridor. So, and she'd come in and turn all the lights on and she'd say, what's going on in this dormitory? And we'd have at least maybe two girls in one bed trying to squash each other down so it didn't look too obvious. So she would march around, and she was so predictable. She would march around the room looking at the beds, goes, come upon this empty bed, say, where is this girl? She went to the loo, which wasn't allowed. So she'd march off down the corridor to get this poor girl who was supposed to be in the loo. Soon as she was out of the room, we'd jump up, turn off all the lights, get back into your own bed. And she would, we'd play this game over and over again, and she'd, every time. So finally she'd come in and she'd say, if I have to come back to this dormitory once more tonight, you'll all be on detention on Saturday afternoon. We knew exactly what she was going to say, and we'd all chime in unison. You'll all be on detention on Saturday afternoon. And, she, and we would just put our heads under the bedclothes and just giggle.